we want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good Monday morning to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in today to the Refresh radio program. We are so thankful that you have chosen to join us. And we are talking today about the fruit of the Spirit, which is peace, a part of that relationship and the benefit that comes from the Spirit of God indwelling us and being actively involved in our life. I don't know about you, but I'm thankful for my Heavenly Father. I'm thankful for my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and I'm thankful for God, the Holy Spirit. Every member of the Trinity brings us benefit. They are actively working on our behalf. And so one of those benefits that we are looking at is peace. And I want to start off today by saying thank you to Creative AC Solutions, 321-759-3284. 321-759-3284. If your air conditioning is not functioning properly, you can give them a call and they will come out, take a look at your unit, get it up and running, and get you back to where you need to be just as soon as possible. So one of my Facebook friends posted something on their Facebook wall last week sometime that said, you know that it is bad when it is hotter in the heat or hotter outside or hotter in your apartment than it is outside in the Florida mid-August heat. And so she rents an apartment and her AC had gone out. It was going to take them till today to get it fixed. So that's in a different part of the area. But guess what? Every part of the country I've ever lived in has had heating and cooling issues. You need a high-quality AC repairman in Florida. I want to recommend Bill Andrike to you. It's 321-759-3284. So we are coming up on Labor Day this weekend, and if you are planning on going away, have a safe trip. Have a fun trip. Allow the Lord to use you wherever is possible. I recently made travels to California for a business meeting. Had four flights. I actually met some people on one of the flights that were going to the exact same meeting that I was going to with thousands of people. Figured this would be a one-time thing where we would, you know, see each other and never see one another again. Later that day, we discovered that we were staying basically at the same hotel. If it wasn't the same hotel, it was right in the same area. I also met some people from overseas. I met some people who were not from Orlando, but were traveling from Orlando. I met people from California who were on their way to Florida to go to college. I'm trying to remember on the other flight, the person that I met there, they might not have been real talkative. But I met several people on the flight, and my job was just to try and share the love of Jesus as best I could with them while I encountered them. And so I pray that, wherever you go this weekend, that you will take that opportunity, not just to pull your neck into your shell like a turtle, but you will still realize that God can use you right there on vacation. A week ago, we had Duke Matlock with us in church, and he was sharing during one of the times he was pastoring in a different state that he was going through a very difficult time financially, and as a result of that was going through some things on multiple levels, and it happened to snow one weekend. It would have been in the spring during the March Madness basketball tournament, and a minister called and said, look, I was on my way to minister in Times Square Church with David Wilkerson. It gives you a time frame. And he said, but I am stuck here in North Carolina because of the snowstorm that is going on. I can't get a hotel room. Duke said he tried to find him a hotel room, but because of the basketball tournament being in town, there was so many people that were in town that there were no rooms available. And his wife said, go get him and bring him to our house. He was an Assemblies of God minister. And so they sat down to dinner that night, and they were just sharing a meal, and they asked him to pray over the food. And as he bowed his head to pray, he said, oh, and raised his finger. And as he was praying, he said, ah, and then he made one more of those sort of exclamations, which is not normal for the way that you bless food. And it kind of freaked him out a little bit. And at the end of his prayer for blessing the food, he said, I now know why I'm here. God has me here for a purpose. He wants me to speak something into your life. And I pray that if you're traveling this weekend, that God will use you to speak into someone's life, because God knows exactly where they are, knows them by name, and knows how to minister to them. So with that being said, we need to get into Psalm 34 today. Psalm 34. Before I say that, let me just say this. You may just be scanning through the radio dial and hearing my voice for the first time and saying this isn't the typical radio program that I'm used to hearing. But if that is you today, God may have drawn you to this station because he's got a word for you today, and that is that he has peace that he wants to impart and produce in your life, not just an absence of conflict, but a supernatural peace. So last week, we were celebrating because we had an offer on our house. We had a building inspection, and without explanation, all of a sudden, we found out that the buyers were canceling. So I called the real estate agent that we deal with, and she said, I'm sure you're not doing very well this morning. Now, let me tell you what had happened the night before. I had been preparing to share out of Psalm. I was doing advanced study where I was sharing about out of Psalm 4 that I will both lie down in peace and sleep, for you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. I had prepared for that earlier in the day. And so when I went to bed that night, I just began to do what I talked about. I said, you know what? I may not be happy about this, but I'm not going to sin. You know, God, you've got all things under control. You order my steps. You direct my path. I began to meditate upon the word of God and fill myself up with his presence and his peace. And so when I awakened the next morning to find out this bad news, it wasn't devastating. So I could honestly tell that real estate agent, hey, you know, God's got all this under control. It is okay. It is okay. And so I want you to know that peace is not just when things are going well in your life. Peace is there. The peace of God is there when things are going exactly the opposite of the way that you want them to go. So we put it back on the market. We'll see what happens, and we will bring that report to you again, and we will celebrate when that contract not just is accepted, but when it is closed, and you will hear about it here on the radio program. Psalm 34, let me read this psalm to you today. It's a great psalm if you've never read it before. This is a psalm of David when he's been driven from the land of Israel. He says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked to him and were radiant, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried out, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and delivers them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. Oh, fear the Lord, you his saints. There is no want for those who fear him. The young lions lack and suffer, but those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing. Come, you children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Who is the man who desires life and loves many days that he may see good? Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. And it goes on from there. There are still several more verses, but for time's sake, we're going to stop the reading right there. So here in verse number 14, it says, depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. I want you to understand this morning that peace is something that we are to seek after. It is something that is to be desired. And so I want to encourage you to make that part of your seeking. It is a fruit that is produced in us. It is part of the domain that over which Jesus reigns. But he wants that to be manifest in our lives, and he wants us to desire it. There are a lot of things in Psalm 34 here that we are told to seek for or to look for. And so I want to share those with you. In verse number 4, it says, I sought the Lord and he heard me. Matthew 6:33 says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. A lot of times we are seeking healing when we should first be seeking the Lord. We're seeking provision when we should be seeking the Lord. We are seeking the salvation of our loved ones when we should first be seeking the Lord. You see, everything else, if we get it out of order, we miss the point. You don't seek peace without first seeking the Lord. You realize that if you are seeking peace, it is going to draw you to the Lord. You're going to seek the Lord for who he is, for what all he has done for you, what he stands for. And as out of that relationship that you have from him, you begin manifesting these other areas: blessing, joy, love, peace. All of those come because we seek God. Too many people seek God's hand without seeking his face, and that needs to change. We need to seek the face of the Lord. Seek the face of the Lord. But I want to share with you some of these benefits that come from seeking the Lord as we set ourselves up on what the process is as we begin to seek the peace of God. Remember, that is secondary to seeking the Lord. When you seek the Lord, you have an audience with him. He hears us. It says, and he delivers me from all my fears. One of the greatest threats to peace is not your enemy, but it is fear. And when we seek the Lord and he delivers us from our fears, we can have peace even if the adversary is still standing there. So, it said, they looked to him and were radiant, and their faces were not ashamed. And so whenever we look to God, which is another way of saying when we are seeking God, we are looking to him, we are appealing to him, it says that he takes away our shame and our disgrace, and we are enabled to stand there having a different countenance than we would if we were standing there in fear. He who kneels before God will be able to stand before men, someone said. And so I want to encourage you today to look to God and allow him to bring his presence into your life and my life, that it changes our countenance. There's a story about Laban and Jacob, and when the end of the 20 years that Jacob had served Laban was coming, it said that Jacob noticed that the countenance of Laban was not the same towards him as it had been. There was a negative change in his countenance, and he said, you know what, I think it is time that I go back home. But what if we would allow God to change our countenance from a negative countenance to a positive countenance? What if we would allow him to work in us so that people would say, you know what, their attitude doesn't stink the way that it did before? And listen to me, don't you think for a minute that just because you're a Christian doesn't mean at times that we all don't have a stinking, rotten attitude. There, you know, we call them attitude adjustments, where we need to make an adjustment, and no one is better at making adjustments in our lives than the Holy Spirit. So seek the Lord, allow him to deliver you from your fears, and then in verse 5, look to him and allow him to change your countenance. Verse number 7 has this great promise that he encamps around those who fear him. Again, the peace of God comes in the face of uncertainty, because we know that we are not standing there alone. This world has a tremendous aversion to being alone. You and I were created to be in relationship with other people. We were created for fellowship. We were created as a body of believers, not just an individual believer. So you and I, if we would allow God to encamp around us, we would realize that we are not facing our problems and our circumstances alone. You look in the wild, and almost every predator, as it is searching for prey, is looking for a prey that they are able to separate from the group that they are traveling in. They are looking for that isolated person. And so what do? If we get our feelings hurt, we want to retreat and pull away from people. When Adam and Eve in the garden, when they sinned, that instead of running to God, they wanted to hide from God. They wanted to isolate themselves from him. And you and I, we need to realize what a blessing the body of Christ is. So whenever I am going through something, if I allow God to give me the right mindset, he will also provide me with other believers and let me know that he's right there with me in this, and that the body of Christ is right there with me in this. And so that's where we are. Let me drop down to verse number 8, and I'm going to read 8 and 9, talk about verse number 9. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. O fear the Lord, you his saints. There is no want for those who fear him. If you were to drop down to verse number 10, it says this: the young lions lack and suffer hunger, but those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing. So we see that as we are seeking God, we are not looking for him like a fugitive. We are searching for him because we want to worship him. There is no lack. There is no want to those who fear him. So our seeking for him is not looking for some weapon to be used against an enemy because we're in dire straits. Our pursuit of him, if you will, is because there is a longing in our heart that has been activated that says he deserves awe, worship, reverence. And so I'm seeking him. I'm seeking him for that. And it says in verse 10, but those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing. When you when you have everything that you need, there is a peace that becomes yours that says it doesn't matter what situation arises, I'm going to be able to address that situation because I have sought the Lord. I have looked for him. I have found him. I have worshiped him. I know that he has got me completely and totally surrounded. He has my well-being, my eternal well-being in mind, and everything is going to be okay. He is my shepherd. I shall not lack. I'm not in need of anything that man can do for me that can compare to the divine provision that God has in my life. That will bring you a substantial level of peace. It goes on and it says, who is the man who desires life and loves many days that he may see good? Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. I want to talk to you about the first part there, and that is, it is okay for you and I to desire life. I just don't want existence. I want life. I want abundant life. I want life to the fullest. I want rivers of living water flowing out of me. I want to see many good days. I want to see God do great and mighty things. And so there's an expectation. I'm reading this book right now that is talking about how our expectations are communicated even in a non-verbal manner. And other people's expectations are conveyed not just verbally, but in a non-verbal manner. So I want you to understand that it is okay to desire to see good days. And then the psalmist David begins to describe to us some of the ways that we can seek peace, that we can pursue it. First of all, keep your tongue from evil. Keep your tongue from evil. Just because something crosses your mind does not mean it should cross your lips. It is amazing the number of fights, quarrels, divorces, arguments, disagreements, wars. How many things could be avoided if we would just allow God to control our tongue? And all God's people said, amen. You see, there are a lot of people who are very outspoken. Okay? And, you know, you've just got to ask yourself, what measure do you want to use? Because if you like to hold your tongue under control, then, you know, I commend you for that. And guess what? I'm going to respect that. But there are a lot of people who have very outgoing personalities, and they think that their opinion is the only opinion that matters, and so they just blurt it out. They have Peter syndrome, you know, I think this, therefore I speak. Okay? And so if that is going to be the measure you use, if you are going to use a just standard, then you have got to be mature enough to allow other people to operate in that same mindset. What I have found experientially is that people who are often the most critical and the most outspoken to other people, and I'm not talking about in church here, I'm talking about in some real-life workplace situations that I've known, that there were people, and man, they just criticized everybody, they complained all of the time, they just used their tongue as an igniter to set all sorts of blaze, but yet those people could not tolerate any, and I'm not even talking about people that I interacted with, just situations that I'm aware of, that they couldn't tolerate a person saying even the nicest little word of correction into their life. They were so callous that they could speak to anything, even if they didn't have all of the facts, but yet they were so sensitive that they couldn't handle it if somebody disagreed with them. Don't use your tongue for evil. It is amazing the level of divine peace you will have if you will allow God to control your tongue, and me to allow God to control my tongue. Depart from evil and do good. If you do not mistreat people, if you do not take advantage of people, if you do not abuse people, it is also just as amazing as the tongue. You will find that you will have a great deal more peace with people because you are not constantly in combat with them. And so the word here is depart. And I want to provide for you the connection between seeking God and seeking his peace and looking to him to worship him and departing from evil. Because the more that we worship God, the greater compassion we are going to have for people. The more we allow God to minister to us, we're going to have blessings to speak to people, not criticism and complaining and murmuring and all of that sort of stuff. When there has to be a departure if there's going to be a seeking. There's going to have to be some things that you leave behind. And so I want to encourage you. There are just some really practical steps that you can take. If you want to see more peace in your life, then you seek the Lord. You seek the Lord to worship him, not bemoan how miserable your life is. Everybody, you know, is tempted to throw a pity party from time to time. But instead of throwing a party, ask for an appointment with God and say, God, there's something wrong, and I need you to correct this situation in my life. I want to worship you. It is impossible to complain and worship at the same time. You can't do it. And so with that being said, you seek the Lord and you realize that he is going to provide everything that you need. Therefore, you're not going to have to covet what your neighbor has. You're not going to have to try and tear them down to build yourself up. God's got all of the encouragement and all the edification you need. Just because they got a promotion doesn't mean that God's not going to take care of you financially and occupationally. He will take care of you. Don't use your tongue. Do not give place to the devil through your mouth or through the way that you treat others, because what you will find is that the enemy is a thief. He will come in and he will do everything in his power to undermine the peace that God wants all of us to have. Father, today I pray that you would help all of us to surrender control of our tongue to your lordship, that we would speak life and not death, that we would speak blessing and not cursing. God, that we would depart from evil, because God, every person listening to this program today, I want them to experience the peace of God. See you tomorrow, right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."
Lord, I wish I could praise you with adequate words, but you leave me speechless. And I so long to sing you the song you deserve, but it would be endless. I long to move your heart, I bring you something new, I tell how great you are. till my praise to you
is like an ocean breeze blowing.